When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Joining us now, he is Ryan Horvath. Bet MGM tonight. Listen to him on your Odyssey app. Stream it, just like you can stream everything else here on this radio station. Weeknights, him and Brad Evans do a great job. They talk about the games going on. They tell you about second halves of games and the bets they're getting in on. Tell you about games in the on the West Coast that they're getting on for that night. Talk about future bets. Look ahead to the weekend. All that fun stuff. Bet MGM tonight. Weeknights on your Odyssey app, or if you are streaming us somewhere else in the country and you are close to a BetQL radio station, you can listen that way as well. For instance, on the weekends here, Saturday and Sunday, we have BetQL radio on Saturday and Sundays here, and you can listen to, well, is your show still going, Tailgate Kickoff? Is that still going on Saturday mornings now, Ryan Horvath, at 8 o'clock here?
Funny story about that. I didn't think so, actually, but apparently it is until January 4th, and I'm fine with that. It's cool because we got the college football playoff. We do have some of these bowl games, obviously, but I was tweeting that we wrapped up, and then I found out we're actually going until January 4th.
So Saturday morning, 8 to 9. Yep.
Yeah, get your asses into your radio. Put your ears right up to it because I got the best Army-Navy breakdown on the planet, I promise you. Did I sell it?
I guess if you're in the Army Navy and watching that game and betting on it, yes, I think you did sell it. And then when you're done at 9 o'clock, Wisconsin Sports Weekend comes on with Charlie and Thomas Wirtz, our producers. They do their own show locally on Saturday mornings from 9 to 11, right after you. So it's 3 hours of very entertaining and exciting radio here on the Fan on Saturday mornings. All right, so I don't think I care about Army and Navy enough to ask you about that. Well, I'll listen Saturday morning and find out about that. What I do care about, before we get to Thursday night football, is this Packers-Seahawks game coming up on Sunday night. What do you like in this game? Are you concerned about this game? I think, personally, they can lose this game and they can lose the Vikings game is possibly out of the last four.
Man. Got to agree with Charlie. I mean, you're talking about how cold you are and how miserable you're going to be. Now you're already talking about you could afford to lose this game. You can't afford to lose any games right now, in my opinion, down the stretch in the loaded NFC North, the best division in all of football, man. Because, I mean, right now, Minnesota, I thought that they were going to fade down the stretch. Like, I bet them to win seven games because I like Brian Flores as a coordinator, and I do like Sam Darnold, and they just have a tremendous amount of weapons on the offensive side of the ball with Jordan Addison and Aaron Jones and, of course, Justin Jefferson. But I thought that they would fade down the stretch, and maybe I was wrong. And they got a big game coming up against the Lions themselves, and we see them one more time. So I don't think you could afford to lose many games. But, yeah, I mean, it's not like this is a playoff game. The numbers kind of telling that Green Bay is a 2.5-point favorite on the road just because historically Seattle's been a really tough place to play. So I really like Seattle coming into the year, right? I faded the Niners, and I bet the Seahawks because they were plus 900 to win the division. And the case that I made for them was I love what they did with the coaching hire and Mike McDonald, great defensive mind. And I really like that defense, man. I thought people were sleeping on the secondary, especially with Reek Wallen. And they were struggling, especially at tackling, as we all saw against the Lions in that primetime game where they gave up like 150 points. Yep. But they were all beat up, right? Like, Reek Wallen wasn't playing. He's one of the better corners in the league. And Devin Witherspoon, I love him out of Illinois. He was playing with an injury that nobody was talking about. You know, they should have probably came out and told us that. They were also without five defensive linemen. Now they got all those guys back. And if you're actually watching these games and paying attention, the last month of the season, the last 4 weeks, they're giving up less than 3 yards per carry. So that's what kind of scares me about this matchup, right, is if they're able to take away Jacobs, which nobody's been able to do, right? But if they are, and it drops Jordan Love back 40 times in this game, that's when we might see some mistakes, especially going against that secondary that I think is really underrated and good. But nobody's been able to stop Jacobs. The Packers' offensive line, you know, has been getting a ton of push up front. So that's why this one's tough to pick. I would lean Green Bay as favorites. I think they're the better football team. And, you know, same thing with Geno Smith, right? If Green Bay is actually able to get pressure and at least contain, I don't know if, you know, if Kenneth Walker is not 100% or doesn't play, Zach Charbonnet is one of the better backup running backs in the league, and he's coming off a game where he had 145 total yards. You got to limit the run stuff, and then you have to get pressure on Geno Smith. Same thing with Jordan Love. I like both quarterbacks. They're both a lot of fun to watch. They both hunt the deep ball, but they both are prone to making mistakes. So that's what this game comes down to. If you're watching this game, this is a great live betting opportunity, right? Because right now it's kind of in a dead area where it's the line's telling you either of these teams could win, and they're both trending pretty well right now, and they might be real contenders. I think Green Bay's going to be the better team at the end of the season. But I think you just live bet this thing. If you're watching the game live and Jordan Love has clean pockets and Green Bay's averaging 5 yards per carry, they're going to win the game by a touchdown. If you're watching the game, though, and Seattle's holding their own against the run and they're getting pressure on Jordan Love, you know, then I think that, you know, that might be the other side. So I can't wait to watch this matchup, but I think there's a lot of variables that play into it because Seattle's kind of going under the radar right now.
So you're not touching this game. You're not touching 2.5. You're not touching the over-under of 46.5.
No. I'll probably have some like, you know, prop bets in the game. But, man, see, because that's the thing. I feel like you could just get a better number live.
Sure, that's fine.
If I want to bet Green Bay, my hope there would be they go down early. The problem is if they just run away with this game early on, you're not going to be able to bet Green Bay. Then you're probably betting Seattle, hoping that maybe, like, you know, they could get back in the game. But I don't know. It's a tough one for me to call right now because I really like what I'm seeing from Seattle all of a sudden. You know, I mean, there was a couple weeks ago, I thought that their win total was dead. I thought that they had no shot at winning the division. But now they're one of the hotter teams in the NFC, and I feel like they're kind of going under the radar. But again, I would lean Green Bay because I think they're the better team. That's what's crazy about the Packers. You know, I think that they're good enough to win a Super Bowl, but I just worry that that might be next year. I still worry that they're a little young. I mean, they are young. They're the youngest team in the league, and that's the only thing that scares me about them a little bit. But you know, as long as it's the defense, if the defense shows up again and they're able to get pressure, like if we get Rashawn Gary with 2.5 sacks or a sack and a half in this game, then the Packers are going to roll. But you just never really know what you're going to get from that side of the ball. That's my concern.
You might have a better chance of winning the lottery than Rashawn Gary getting 2.5 sacks in this game.
I will say this. So I kind of like Christian Watson this week. At least, like, his yards have been priced at, like, 46.5, 48.5, and it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. Like, if you look at the receptions, they'll be priced at, like, 4.5. Why would you play the receptions? Like, Christian Watson, I know that the route tree's expanded a little bit, but he's still the vertical threat. So if he catches two balls, he's going over 48.5. Like, it happened in primetime a couple, you know, last game, where he only had, what, 3 catches or whatever it was, but for 81 yards. So I'm going to continue to play his yardage if they're going to price it at 48.5. I really like his matchup. And then I'm going to play Zach Charbonnet. If Kenneth Walker doesn't play, I'm going to play Charbonnet rushing and receiving combined, which they don't have a lot of these prices or props up right now because of the injury report. But as soon as that pops up, I'm going to play Charbonnet because Green Bay, I love them, but they still can't defend running backs out of the backfield, catching the ball or running the ball. And then I'm going to play Christian Watson receiving yards. I like that quite a bit. My partner Brad Evans is fading Jordan Love this weekend, and he says not to start him in fantasy. See, that's a scary thing for me to say, man, because like Jordan doesn't care what kind of defense he's seeing.
But there's going to be rain. There's going to be rain, they're saying.
And that's the concern right there, right, is the weather. See, I never – a rain game, Spark, never scares me away, man. That's when I bet overs. The rain never bothers me, and it doesn't bother the players.
Ryan, they can't catch the
wind.
Ryan, they can't catch the ball when it's dry. You're not concerned about the receivers when it's wet on this team?
I mean, I'm concerned for
– Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you get some gloves then.
I'm just saying, man, these two drop balls that are dry, now we're going to throw them wet? Like, I mean, we'll find out. Tonight, Rams and Niners. The Niners look like the Niners. This would be a heck of a matchup. I don't feel like the Niners look like anything like the Niners. 2.5 Niners, 48.5 is what I'm seeing for the over-under. And this one's in San Francisco. What say you?
You know, I actually like San Francisco, and I kind of wrote them off, but then they had this, like, player-only meeting, and George Kittle organized it, but I guess Brock Purdy got up and talked, and he never talks, and then all of a sudden, I know it was against the Bears, but I just thought Brock Purdy, I thought that shoulder was cooked. He came out against the Bears, granted, against the Bears.
Thank you.
He looked really good.
Remember that.
The offense clicked, and the defense got a ton of pressure.
Stop.
And now
it's the Bears.
I mean, but that's been their issue.
Don't do this.
Yeah,
you doing? You listen to yourself. Oh, they played well against the Bears. They're back. Here we come, baby. The resurgent Niners because they played well against the Bears. Man, it's the Bears. Now, if they come out and do this against the Rams tonight, then I'll say, okay, I'm with Horvat. I'm in on the Niners. I got to see it against a good team, Ryan.
Well, they're not going to beat the Lions. They're not going to beat the Eagles. I don't even know that they would beat Green Bay. I don't even think they make the playoffs. I'm not back in on the Niners. But I think there's a reason that they went from 2.5 to 3-point favorites. They're going to get some of these dudes back. And if you get Nick Bosa back, I mean, with him on the field, their pressure rate just with one guy goes up 13%. In the Rams, when's Matthew Stafford look good? When he's got a clean pocket. And all of a sudden, their offense is clicking because they got Puka Nacua back, and he's one of the better receivers in the league. They got Cooper Kupp back. But also, they got all five starting offensive linemen back. And it's crazy. Their pressure rate went down 22%, which that's when Matthew Stafford looks awesome. But tonight, I haven't seen the final injury report. I hate some of these game-time decision things. They could be without one of their tackles. That's something to look at. Because, again, man, like if Nick Bosa is getting pressure on Stafford, that's when we get Detroit Matthew Stafford. The case I would make for San Francisco is the Rams during this run, they're winning games and they're winning them in shootouts. But tonight, if we get rain, again, if we get some weather and it's a lower scoring game, I lean San Francisco. Plus, Shanahan owns McVay. McVay never beats Shanny. Kind of like how in the playoffs, Shanny owns LaFleur. That's the thing. What are you making the case for the Rams? Yeah, sure, I'm making the case for the 49ers. But historically, Kyle Shanahan takes all of his little buddies and he stuffs them in lockers, doesn't he? So yeah, I'm gonna take the 49ers in this game, man.
I have no comeback for that one, Ryan Horvat. You are on it like that. You are on that one, no question. Ryan Horvat, as always, thanks for coming on. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvat. Check out their show, BetMGM tonight. Him and Brad Evans, very entertaining, very knowledgeable, all good stuff. And of course, Saturday mornings, him and the Glass Man, PJ Glasser, Saturday mornings, 8 to 9. As they do college football talk, tailgate, a kickoff, and then 9 to 11, of course, Charlie and Thomas Wirtz will be doing the Wisconsin Sports Weekend program. Ryan, thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game.